Hi, and welcome to the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. I'm Cheryl Waters, and this is my first podcast of 2016. I've got some great new music to share with you. I'm going to start off with something from Montreal's Elephant Stone. They were formed in 2009 by sitarist and bassist Rishi Dhir, and he's one of the most highly sought-out sitar players in the international psychedelic scene, and he's recorded, performed, and toured with Beck, the Black Angels, Brian Jonestown Massacre, The Horrors, and many more. So no surprise that Alec Moss of the Black Angels stepped in and helped out on a song, and that's this one, The Devil's Shelter. It's Elephant Stone on the KEXP Music That Matters podcast.
We'll be right back.
Brooklyn dream pop artist Wild Nothing, a.k.a. Jack Tatum, releasing his latest album, Life of Paws, on February 19th. The new album, recorded in both Los Angeles and Stockholm with the help of Peter Bjorn and John's John Erickson, and that song, TV Queen. You also heard Martin Courtney in there. He's the singer and guitarist of the band Real Estate, one of the last of his bandmates to release a solo album, but it was well worth the wait. The new solo debut from Martin Courtney called Many Moons. It's full of dreamy and jangly tunes, including the one you just heard, Northern Highway. And local artist Peter Michelle and his band Eboo with the song When the Season Ends from his self-titled debut. And Alabama band Ray. They're from Birmingham, and their new album, Hypatia, comes out on January 15. You also heard Elephant Stone starting off that set, and Alex Moss of the Black Angels helping out on that song, The Devil's Shelter. Thank you so much for tuning in to the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. I'm Cheryl Waters, and coming up next, I've got local music from Seattle's The Cave Singers from their fifth album, Banshee, which they crowdfunded and raised money to record, mix, and master and manufacture all on their own. The new record comes out February 19th, and here's the song, That's Why. It's The Cave Singers. That is Day Wave, a project spearheaded by Oakland's Jackson Phillips, and this album's emerged as one of the breakout indie acts of 2015. It's actually an EP, the official debut from Day Wave. It's hazy, propulsive, and instantly catchy. That song, We Try But We Don't Fit In. Again, the band's called Day Wave. Look for more music from them. I'm a longtime fan of Montreal psych rockers, the Besnard Lakes. I was so excited to hear they have a new album coming out this month. It's called A Colosseum Complex Museum. It'll be out January 22nd, and you just heard a new song called Gold Lion, which is also available on a limited edition 12-inch EP. Again, that was the Besnard Lakes with Golden Lion. And Royal Headache, My Own Fantasy, that band out of Australia has released another first-rate album of urgent, soul-steeped garage rock and post-punk, and Sudakistan also in that set. That band based out of Stockholm, all five members have ties to South America, and their Latin influences pulsate through their full-length debut called Caballo Negro. Sudakistan is the band. You heard the song Concrete Jungle. And Seattle three-piece Night Beats, their wonderful new album, Who Sold My Generation, comes out at the end of January, that song Sunday Morning. And the Cave Singers kicking us off with That's Why from their upcoming album, Banshee. Lots of new music in this podcast, the Cave Singers album coming out February 19th. And I've got a really fun song coming up next. It's something I recently discovered. It's one of the things I love about KEXP. As a DJ and a listener, I discover new music every day. And I am going to start this off with a song from Mavis Gerry. And that is a song of Adrian Ng. He's from New Zealand, and the tiny city of Dunedin, located in the Otago region of New Zealand, is synonymous with smart bands with incredible melodies. Thanks to bands like The Clean, The Chills, The Bats, The Verlaines, and The Dead Sea, Dunedin has amassed a worldwide reputation for distinct and innovative music. And a local label, Fish Rider Records, has taken on the mission of compiling and producing an album that casts a light towards the Dunedin of today. And they've selected songs, they've called the album Selections from Dunedin's Pop Underground 2011 to 2014. And I'm just about to play a song from a band called Mavis Gerry. It's called Dim the Droog.
Sick. just how you let me waste my time. Ain't it real? Ain't it fine? Must I ask you all the time? How much anybody worth? What is anybody worth? Ain't it real? Ain't it fine? Must I ask you all the time? How much anybody worth? What is anybody worth? Whoa.
the motion, everyday devotion. When I wake up in the morning, will you feed me tangerine? 0 hour, feel the fever. Let's go get some tangerine.
KEXP's Music That Matters podcast. I am in love with the dark psychedelic stoner rock sound of British band The Witches. They released their debut album, Annabelle Dream Reader, over a year ago, but I've been meaning to share that song, Digsaw, for a while. And before we get too far into the new year, I wanted to throw that one down. New music from Painted Palms. They've expanded their sound, or you could say their horizons, on their second album, which is called Horizons. It includes a diverse sonic palette, which includes 60s psychedelic pop, 80s synths, and early 90s shoegaze. So they've covered a lot of ground on this new record. You heard the song Refractor. And Seattle band The Gods Themselves with the song Tangerines from their latest album, Pink Noise. And Rob Crow, a new record from him. It's called You're Doomed, Be Nice. It's the first album since his heavily publicized withdrawal from music last year. And he said, you know, the byproducts of a lifestyle of touring as a professional musician, attempting to survive in an industry of diminishing returns, was just grinding him down. And he is back with new music, thankfully, because he's super talented. And rather than perform, record, and mix every note himself, which is a trademark of his previous solo endeavors, he's formed a band called Gloomy Place, which is made up of close friends. And the new album from Rob Crow comes out on March 4th. You heard a song from it called Business Interrupt Us. And new music from Dunedin, New Zealand, from Mavis Gerry, starting us off in that set. Thank you so much for listening to my 2016 New Year Music That Matters podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. And until next time, keep listening to great music on KEXP.